Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. National Geographic reports that animal rain is a real phenomenon that happens when small animals get swept up in waterspouts or updrafts and then fall to earth with raindrops. Reported rains of bats, fish, snakes, birds, frogs, and jellies stretch back for centuries. The phenomena most associated with animal rain are waterspouts, although some meteorologists are skeptical that waterspouts can actually cause animal rain. But waterspouts form as violent storm clouds swirl above a large body of water. These clouds form a tornado-like whirlwind that dips into the ocean, lake, or pond. Waterspouts can spin up to 100 miles an hour and may pull up small objects in their funnel, water, pebbles, and even small aquatic animals. A waterspout is not a swirling column of water. The water in a waterspout is the result of condensation, not liquid sucked up from a body of water. Strong updrafts may also pull animals into their swirling vortices. Updrafts can sweep up much larger animals than waterspouts, traveling birds and bats, as well as frogs, snakes, and insects. As waterspouts and updrafts move over land, they lose their swirling energy. The storm clouds that form the waterspouts are forced to dump their heavy loads. The heaviest objects are dumped first, and the lightest objects, usually simple raindrops, are dumped last. This explains why reports of animal rain usually describe only one type of animal raining down. The cloud will dump all objects of a similar weight at the same time. Fish, which are heavy, followed by insects, which are lighter, followed by the rain. On June 16th, 1939, in Towbridge, England, such a rain occurred, with reports that hundreds of tiny frogs fell before a heavy shower. And that's what happened on June 16th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like, what's a nor'easter? Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.